Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
Mrs. Rocio and Miss Crystal Beverly on Trans Entertainment Radio Network with Mr. Stan Lucas in the house. What's up,
what's
Stan?
Up, what's up? What's up? What's up? All right. Welcome to Trans Entertainment Network Radio. This is a special show we're doing on a Thursday night. We do our regular Trans Entertainment Network radio show on Wednesdays, but we don't get a chance to highlight the artists. One of the things that happened was that our topics tend to get so involved that we don't have time to dedicate to the artists. So what we decided to do was create a special show called Trans Artist Spotlight. Well, all trans artists, we encourage you to hit us up, let us check out your music, tell us your story, let people know that you're out there. So we highlight the trans talent. Tonight's guest, we have Crystal Beverly, R&B artist with Trans Entertainment Network, and we have Rocio. Rocio is our alternative and pop and one of the bright spots of Trans Entertainment Network. So go ahead, Rocio, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yep, hear you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. My name's Rocio. I am from St. Louis area, but in Illinois, technically. This album I'm promoting is... all all done by me, just all the instruments recorded and engineered and mixed in my dining room. And it's a labor of love. Definitely music is everything to me. I write all the songs myself and recorded it all and played all the instruments on it. And yeah, I just, that's the gist of me.
So. Okay, so you write everything, produce
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As a matter of fact, tell us how you got started in music, and
well,
you know, part of you know you got started in everything.
Well, as far as loving music, I was just kind of born that way. My family, to my blood, my dad had a degree in composition. My mother was a voice teacher. My brothers both like music as well. And so I just grew up constantly surrounded by music. I grew up with a lot of old school R&B and gospel and soul and funk and jazz fusion. And that's just what was played around the house. And so I just kind of the basis of who I am. And I just love,
okay.
It's just the hunger was just kind of planted in me since I was a little baby because my whole family
mm-hmm.
is musical. So.
Okay.
And I just took more time, just the older I got, the more time I dedicated just to honing my craft. It's just, I have a lot of time to myself. I have a lot of time on my hands. And I guess finally I've done something good with it because a lot of time spent practicing and teaching and myself things and writing. And finally,
okay.
At age 22, it's ready for people to hear. So, yeah.
And so now you have a whole album out right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Self-released.
With the new album that you have out, you're going to also be performing in Atlanta
mm-hmm.
February 11th. February 10th mm-hmm. and the 11th.
Yeah, February 10th and 11th, I'll be down there in Atlanta. I'll come down and I'll perform at the, is it the Alt Fashion Show is what it's called, I believe? Let me see.
It's called the Unconventional Fashion Show.
Unconventional Fashion Show.
Right. Bronner Brothers Hair Weekend is the Bronner Brothers, in case people don't know, Bronner Brothers is, I guess right now, the largest black-owned hair care company.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a hair and fashion show twice a year, the winter and summer show. And so
mm-hmm.
one of the events place is called the Unconventional Fashion Show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you were chosen to perform at the fashion show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give out more details about that later on in the show. And
yeah.
then people can catch you there on the 10th. And then on the 11th, they can catch you at Phase 1 up in Stone Mountain
mm-hmm.
for Trans Sunday. And that's also going to be an event. It's going to be the Valentine's weekend, the Bronner Brothers Hair Weekend. It's going to be a good networking event, so we encourage people to come out. It's only $3
mm-hmm.
at the door. And we encourage artists. You know, people hit me up all the time about wanting to perform and wanting to get their music out there. And so coming to an event like Phase 1 will be a great opportunity to network and learn these things. You can learn how
mm-hmm.
to... your music out there. You can learn just like
yeah.
How you know when you and how you and I met, and so we're going from there. So I guess Karima, we can get maybe one of the songs and Rocio, and Rocio can tell us about it.
Sure. Which song?
I
gotta, right.
Yeah, I'm waiting on
that. Okay.
Oh, okay. We're going to hear that, and then you tell us everything about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, Rocio. So let's take a look. We're going to listen to Rocio. And the name of this track is what?
Honey Don't. Honey Don't is the name.
Honey Don't. Rocio. All right, I'm Trans Entertainment Radio.
There's no need to defend. I just wanted honesty and a little respect. Just because I love you. Expect me to stick around. Oh, honey, don't. world exploded and you didn't even make a sound. But I guess that's on me for thinking you'd come back. Why would I think you'd ever come around? I know you lie, babe, there's no need to defend. I just want my honesty and a little respect. Just 'cause I love you doesn't mean that I forget. Don't expect me to stick around. Oh, oh, honey, oh, oh, honey, don't.
That was Rocio Honey Don't. Rocio, tell us about that song. What inspired it?
Well, it's lyrically, it's definitely about a certain somebody who treated me a certain way. I can't talk too much about him because he has a right to his privacy, whether or not he was good to me. But he wasn't good to me. That's just all I could say about that. Yeah, it was kind of a situation. I think a lot of people can relate to it, especially I feel like a lot of trans girls can relate to being treated, you know, as secrets, treated as a sense of shame and told to wait and always be patient, but then that nothing ever comes of it because they just are using you for their own entertainment kind of thing. And it's kind of, you know, it was me realizing, well, you know, I'm not going to stick around. I'm not going to wait around. I have a life, mm-hmm. I have things to do, and, you know, I'm not just going to wait, you know, for you, you know, if you're not ready, then I'm not ready. So that's basically what it's about lyrically. As far as what gave me the idea for the melody and the instrumentation and stuff, sometimes I'll watch live performances of artists I like. But I like turn the sound off for the first time around, so I just try and imagine what they're singing based on like the energy. So I was watching Miguel perform, and I just had the sound turned off, and I just kind of was like, "Oh, okay." And I just think just for some reason it just kind of came to me, the melody and the little guitar part and everything, and I just kind of had the idea to, and I just kind of ended up watching the actual performance of his much later on that day because I had a good idea, and I ran to my dining room and started writing the song and picking out the chords and everything and just started going for it. And and it turned out well. So yeah, mm-hmm. Just got it done in an afternoon.
Tell us a little bit about your influences.
My influences. My two biggest influences are definitely Prince and Mariah Carey. They, even if I didn't make music, they would be just two people that have just, I owe my life to. I won't talk about what I've been through in detail, but I've been through a lot of very painful things, and their music really, and I don't say this to be dramatic, but their music saved my life. So, and
okay.
So of course that's going to really influence my music. Definitely really love other artists as well. I grew up with Stevie Wonder and Chaka Khan and Aretha Franklin. I love Janet Jackson, of course, Michael Jackson. I love a lot of, you know, a little more underground-ish artists, like, you know, but they're still known, but they're not as mainstream, like Bjork and Kimbra and Little Dragon. I love Lana Del Rey. She's a little more popular, but I really love her, you know, and I feel like these artists, you know, I feel like I hear little bits and pieces of these artists in my music, definitely, so.
No, okay. All right. And also, can you tell us a little bit about, have you had any kind of, with the music, any type of discrimination or things like that, performing at, like, clubs and so forth?
I've definitely experienced people being interested in my music, hearing something I posted online, or I would perform at an open mic or something. This was a long time ago, though. And someone would be a bit interested and want to talk to me and contact me. And then when it kind of came out here and there that I was, you know, naturally in the conversation that I was trans, they all of a sudden lost interest and wouldn't text me anymore. And they used to be very eager. I've had that just a couple of times. I'm not going to pretend like I have people just like climbing over each other to get to sign me or something, but I've had a couple of people interested in me and then kind of back off slowly because of it. Just here and there, you know. And I don't take it too personally, by which I mean I don't, you know, I don't cry over it for very, very long, if at all. You know, I just keep it moving because that's just part of the life. That's my life. That's,
mm-hmm.
You know, and there's other people in the world. You know, those aren't the only people in the world. So, you know.
I'll
live, and I am living, and I'm doing pretty darn well. So.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay, I think we're gonna go to another one of your tracks.
Okay.
What you have next online? Okay. We have a little technical thing going on tonight. So, but like I said, I want to encourage any artists, especially trans artists that are interested in getting your music out here and your music heard, you know, get in touch with me at the show here. I'm on Facebook, and get in touch with me there. The whole purpose of this is to highlight and show the trans artists. We're going to get ready to do another Rocio track called Close Enough.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I mean, Rocio is one of my best artists, and here we go. Rocio and Close Enough.
Without you, baby, I can't be the same. Without you, baby, I can't be. Without you, baby.
If you look a little bit closer, you're gonna find her into you. Let me grab my shoe. Oh yeah, yeah. So tell me, baby, what you're here for, 'cause I need to know if you're permanent, semi-permanent. I want you more and more, babe, so I really need to know if you're permanent, are you permanent? 'Cause you got me out of my mind.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
Okay, we're back. Welcome back, our guests tonight. Welcome, first of all, welcome to Trans Entertainment Network Radio. This is a brand new show, and we're doing it because we do the regular Trans Entertainment Network Radio show on Wednesday nights. But what's happened is that we don't get a chance to have the artists, because the Wednesday night show, we're dealing with more issues and more dialogue. So what we decided to do was create the Thursday night special, where we can highlight our artists and let people see what's going on with the trans community and what's going on with trans music. And right now, we right down here in Atlanta, we're really making some noise. We have Trans Entertainment Network artist Rocio as our special guest, and we're going to be listening to Crystal Beverly in a few minutes. And Rocio is going to be performing in Atlanta, and you must catch her. She's going to be performing. It's going to be during the Bronner Brothers Hair Weekend, and it's called the Atlanta Indie Fashion Weekend. And it goes February 9th, 10th, 11th. Rocio will be performing February 10th, and it's gonna be at the 9/11 Exclusive Salon at 675 Metropolitan Parkway. It's gonna be a big event. The artist for the evening is gonna be Rocio. It's gonna be vendors. We're gonna have, it's gonna be 30 designers, hair and makeup, body art, visual art, performances. They're going to have do-it-yourself fashion art classes. It's going to be all media there, food, music, and fun. And then that's how it shows you what this weekend is going to be like. And that's Saturday. Sunday, we're going to be at Phase 1 starting at 4 o'clock for Trans Sundays. And that's going to be a big event, and every Trans Entertainment Network artist will be in the building. Black Monroe Snow, Hardcore Hip Hop, Rocio will be there, Crystal Beverly is going to be there, Regina Hicks is going to be there, every artist, all of our artists on our roster is going to be there, and also the beautiful voice of Chrissy G. So it's going to be an event. You don't want to miss that at Phase 1. If you're an artist, come on out. And like I said, we get artists all the time asking, how do I get to the music? How can I do this? You know, I'm a trans artist and I need support. This is where you need to start coming out and doing. And now it's time for you, instead of just always asking the questions, come out and do something. You know, Rocio is really taking off. So anyway, Rocio, let's go ahead back with you. Tell us about the track that we just played.
Close Enough. That's a song that's a little more recent addition to the album towards the end of my recording sessions of it. It's definitely about a certain somebody in my life, and it's a good person in my life. Melodically and like the instrumentation, I have been developing it for years actually, and I finally got to a point where I felt really comfortable with it. As a solid song. Little vocal sample part, I wrote that back in high school, and I just never knew what to do with it. And I finally, you know, applied it to something that works really well. And Yeah, it was definitely one of the longer processes as far as writing goes because of that. But, you know, I feel like it all came together really well. So
let me ask you, okay, so you besides writing your music, mm-hmm. one of the great things I love about having you on the Trans Entertainment label is that you also are a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
How did you get to start? What made you start producing?
Basically, it was I didn't want to have to rely on other people to get things done.
Okay.
I was just sort of taught myself how to play more complicated and write more complicated things on piano and synthesizers and drum programming. And then I just personally was like, you know, if I have to rely on a team of people to make an album, I may never get to make an album. So I'm like, well,
okay.
I'll save up and I'll build a home studio and I'll teach myself, you know, and I feel like I worked out pretty well. That was my reasoning for it, is that I'm like, well, I just want to make music, you know? And so, mm-hmm. and I like having creative control, and, you know, my ultimate favorite artist that I mentioned earlier is Prince, and he was the greatest at creative control, and I'll never compare to him, but he still is somebody that I look up to and try to aspire to be, you know, at least around half as good as, because I'll never be as good as Prince, but... You know, but like he was someone who played all the instruments and just always was in charge of his music. And it feels good to say, you know, this is something that I did completely myself, all from scratch. And it just, I don't know, it just kind of got me started. That was my motivation, was to have creative control of my own music. And now I just love making music. I make instrumentation and stuff all the time. I record something almost every day. It's not just about my own music. I would love to work with other artists in the future. I have big dreams and also dreams to work with other, you know, independent artists right now and stuff too. Like just, you know, especially other trans artists would be really great. You know, like, so I just love making music. And, you know, but what got me started was that aim for creative control. So.
You know, so do you get into like a certain like mood to write, or do you sit back and say, well, I've got to sit down and do something? I mean, how does your mood strike you? Do you just sit back and say something's hitting you and then you get to behind the keyboards or something and just start playing?
Yeah, I mean, it always depends, but like, I'll just, you know, sometimes I just get an idea. I'll just be doing something. I'll just be in my room. I'll just be, you know, watching a film, watching a YouTube video. I might be just, playing with my dog, talking to somebody, anything.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. And I'll just get an idea for something. And I usually will record it in my phone, just like my voice, like an app on my phone, and so I don't forget it. It might be a bass line or a chord progression or like a drum loop that I have an idea for. Or if I'm just home, I can just run to my studio and start on it if I have time. So it just comes to me. I never know when. And when I'm in, I can't really get out.
zone
of recording and building a groove and stuff. Yeah, but it's just kind of constant. Constantly getting ideas, so you
will produce other artists?
Of course, yeah, I would love to, yeah.
Okay, and people need to know that. And what we're gonna do? I'm gonna tell you something. You and I were talking last night, and
mm-hmm.
we're talking about Prince. And mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell everybody, you gotta hear this. She arranged this, the vocals, instruments, and everything is. Came right out of her studio. She did a cover of Prince's song, If I Was Your Girlfriend. And it just totally blew me away. And we're going to get ready to play that right now. Yeah, it is awesome. Yeah, we're getting ready to play that right now. If I Was Your Girlfriend, Prince, but Rocio. Check it out, y'all. Awesome.
tell me all the things you forgot when I was your man. When I was your man, if I was your best friend, would you let me take care of you and do all the things that only your best friend can? Only best friends can.
US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve. It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S.
Until we're back live with Rocio from Trans Entertainment Network. And matter of fact, I was just talking to the Facebook audience about how people can come to see you and some of the things that we've got coming up. And like I was telling people, February 10th, you're going to be at the Bronner Brothers Hair Weekend. You're going to be doing the Indie Fashion Weekend. And that's going to be February 10th at the 9/11 Exclusive Salon, 675 Metropolitan Parkway. Doors open at 3 o'clock. Oh, I never told you, it's going to be over 100 plus models, 30 designers, hair and makeup classes, do it yourself. It's going to be tremendous. And then the entertainment for the evening will be Trans Entertainment Network artist Rocio. And after that, on Sunday, join us at Phase 1 in Stone Mountain. Doors open at 4 p.m. And every Trans Entertainment Network artist is going to be performing that day, which is going to be amazing. And it's going to be a whole lot. We call it, it's Trans Sunday. Everybody come out. You come out and meet Rocio. If you're a trans artist and you want to know about music, you want to get produced and you ask all these questions, this is the place to be on Sunday. Rocio will be there. All the trans entertainment artists will be there. I mean, this is, if you need any information on how to get things moving, you know, that's where, that is what it is. And also, not just Trans Entertainment Network, with WAMR Radio, the woman station, WAMR Digital Broadcast Radio, and we are syndicated to Lock Talk Radio. It's totally what we call the, it's what is the woman station, because it's all about the women, and that's what this whole movement's about. Also, let me fill in one more thing, then we're going to get back to Rocio. Rocio will also be performing with the Trans Entertainment Network artists. We're going to be going to Las Vegas starting in February. I'm kind of letting the cat out the bag a little soon, but they are, Hamburger Mary's is opening up in Las Vegas on the Strip. And with this grand opening that they're doing something a lot different, because in Las Vegas, people go to see the shows and you see the female illusionist, the drag show. Well, what they're doing now with this particular venue is that they're not doing drag. It's going to be all live trans artists. And that's the draw that they see happen in Las Vegas. And so we've been following Trans Entertainment, and we were approached by the people. And they want to do a residency with our artists. And when I say a residency, it's going to be like Rocio will be going there maybe, I think, in March. And she'll be there for about 1 or 2 weeks. And she'll be performing just like at the Caesar's Palace. And so people will be coming to see our artists perform. It's a great opportunity for us. And just the fact that people think that we're good enough to do Vegas, that is a major plus. And so we're making some noise with that. And then also in April, we're going to be down in Miami. And I'll talk about Miami Live, and I'll do that later. But we're going to be in Miami. 2018 is just going to be off the chain for Trans Entertainment Network. And I'm just so proud to have an artist like Rocio. Rocio's a writer, producer. She does it all. And so you guys have a treat to come out to see her. February 10th and February 11th, and it'll be, you know, and you ought to yourself to come out and meet her. You know, she's about to really get big. So with that, Rocio, let's go ahead. And I want to ask you another question too. Okay, so we talked about a little bit about, can we get a little personal a little bit? I want to talk about, you know, and we don't have to elaborate so much, but your transition, because a lot of girls, you know, do you have to make is there a decision you make that's saying, you know, I really want to do music, but I want to transition. Am I going to be accepted? You know, what kind of things? Did that come to your mind?
Honestly, it's kind of interesting that you bring that up, because I didn't really, my transition was kind of, as far as my current transition goes, I was, and this isn't the case for all trans women, and it doesn't make me any more or less of a woman when I say this, but I was always perceived as a girl because of the way I developed in my voice and how I just carried myself. So as far as transitioning, it was it was a little different, and because it wasn't a drastic change, but it was kind of just me finally coming to terms with myself 100% of this is my life and this is who I always have felt I am and knew who I am, and I'm just going to live it to the fullest, not halfway, but to the fullest. So so it just kind of just was inevitable, and as far as the fear of, oh, will I not be accepted? I mean, there's always that fear. There's always that fear, but it wasn't. I never felt that I was going to be accepted anyway, and I feel more confident now because I'm actually finally really comfortable in my own skin as a person. But I always felt like an other, like an outsider, because I always was treated as such. I was always perceived as either a girl, or people would ask me, are you a boy or a girl? That was always my experience, you know, in my life. And so I always felt, oh, it's going to be hard for me to live my dream because I'm different. But and I'm always going to be different. I'm a different person. I'm a unique person. But I don't care anymore, because I'm finally really comfortable in my own skin. So as far as 100% coming out and saying, hi, I'm a trans woman, it wasn't, that fear kind of wasn't as prominent. It was kind of dwindled a bit because I'm like, well, at least I'm really comfortable in my own skin. So, yeah. So that's my answer to that, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, because I'm saying, so now that, let me ask you something. So when you first started, now you kind of see right now your career is really starting to take off.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, I know when we first started working together, did you ever think like, wow, I don't know if this is ever going to really happen? And then the first reaction that once, you start getting show opportunities. I know how you felt when you heard it, but tell everybody what it was like for you to say, hey, I feel like now what I'm doing is worthwhile.
I just feel really blessed. I don't know. I just feel really, I feel that I deserve it. I feel that I deserve a success, and I work very hard and I'm talented, but I don't have an entitlement to it. Like, yeah, it's about time it happened, but more so just I feel blessed and just really happy. I don't know, it's kind of hard to, it's not always that simple, but for some reason it is that simple with me in this case. I just feel very joyous. I just feel very blessed from God kind of thing, and I just feel... but yeah, there's always a fear of, am I just going to be ignored? Am I going to be treated as not quite good enough because I'm not woman enough, because I'm not this enough, not that enough, not thin enough, not, these different things. There's always that fear. I did fear that, oh, people may not want to book shows with me. People may not want to won't find interest in my music because of these different prejudices and stuff lined up. But, and I'm sure that that still exists. There's a lot of bigotry and transphobia and all these things in the world. I just feel still very lucky, very, very blessed and grateful for those who do give me a chance and do respect me and respect the music and how hard I work. And I just feel grateful. I don't know. I kind of cried a bit when I found out about a lot of these opportunities. I just feel grateful because I can't go into my whole life. That's like several books worth. Cause I've been through a lot of things since I was a child. I've not had an easy life. A lot I don't feel like I can legally talk about, but that's all I can say is that I've been through a lot of very painful things. And so I've always been it's a miracle I survived. And so when good things happen, I keep it in perspective, and I'm just really grateful to God. Just be like, it's a miracle this happened, and I'm so thankful for this miracle. You know, I'm thankful that things are, you know, good things are happening in my life. And I feel like I deserve it, but I'm grateful for them anyway, because it's still a gift, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing that was that I knew when we first started working together what kind of talent you were. And for instance, when I was approached, because when people hit me up about the artist now, it's amazing now. I mean, I'm getting people hitting me up about trans entertainment artists. I'm very thankful to WAMR Radio, the Atlanta Mix Radio down here, that they recognized what was going on, and we're part of WAMR is what is called the Women's Station, and that's what it's all about. Total women. That's what it is. Trans women. That's what this is about. And so even be part of the WAMR family is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
then
yeah.
The opportunity. Yeah, and then the thing is, when they were doing Atlanta Fashion Weekend, actually when they were asking me about the artists, they were like, well, you know, we want to check your artists out. And so I submitted all the artists, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe they might want more hip-hop because it's, you know, high fashion and everything. And usually when I do that, I'll get a response back maybe in a few days and say, okay, hey, we like to book. I mean, when I submitted the artists within 5 minutes, it was Rocio. We want Rocio. We want Rocio for this. You know, and I was ecstatic about it. Like, wow, okay, that is what, you know, and you know, everybody doesn't satisfy everybody, you know, but your music, you know, I mean, but your music is there. We're going to listen to a couple more of your tracks and everything. And, you know, so we're going to, Karima, what's the next track we're going to do with Rocio? And this is off Rocio's album. Rocio, also, we're going to, before we go, you need to give people how to get your music.
Oh, definitely.
As well. So
my album is a self-titled album. It is available on Spotify and iTunes, but especially I really like people to, as I'm an independent artist, to buy it from Bandcamp, because then I get 85% of the profit as opposed to, I don't know, what tiny little fraction that iTunes and Spotify gives us for streaming and purchases. So if you go to Rocio by Design, which my name is spelled Rocio by Design, .bandcamp.com, you can purchase my album for as little as $7. And yeah, it's you know, I believe it's worth it. I think it's a good album. I don't know, you know.
I mean, it's definitely off the chain.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go ahead. And, yeah. So that's it's off. It's definitely off the chain. Definitely off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you.
I mean, like I said, it's. I'm not saying it because you're one of the artists with me, but I'm saying it because when I first heard your music, and I couldn't stop listening to it. I mean, I kept the headsets on, and I just kept on and on and on. And even though this was terrific music, you haven't done your best music yet.
Mm-hmm. And no, I got more.
Oh yeah, and the audience.
I got one more.
Like I said, you're going places. You know, you're performing February 10th and 11th. You're going to be in Las Vegas, which is going to be tremendous. I mean, just to take unknown artists. And they have enough faith in the artists that we have to say, hey, we think that your artists can draw tourists, you know, away from the big casinos.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me is tremendous. So and I feel good about it because, you know, for the first time since I've been doing the working with the trans artists, that I'm actually able to create a writer, which a writer is. When promoters hit you up for your artists, you give them the details of what your artists want. They have to fly first class, they have to be in a 5-star hotel, these different meals every day, and things like that. And the they accommodate that. And once you start having that for your artists, that's when I say you've made it. At least you're on your way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rocio, we're going to listen to another track, Rocio. Ladies,
yep.
Hey, everybody, this is WAMR Radio, Atlanta Mixed Radio, the woman's station. Our guest is Rocio.
The way you lie, and the way you cry, you say that you love me, but I know someone else now, 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 I know someone else now, 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 I know someone else now.
Come on.
Since the presence, I wanna see a pair of shoes that have been abandoned by the feet in the back seat instead of the front seat. In the back seat instead of the front seat. I have to say, you're saving mine, but I'm sure I haven't shrunk down to a nine. In the back seat instead of the front seat. In the back seat instead of the front seat. Now you don't think that. No, it's where you go, where you go. You don't think that I know, it's where you go. Well, it's in the way you walk, it's in the way you talk. You say that you love me, but I know someone else now. It's in the way you cry, it's in the way you lie. You say that you love me, but I know someone else.
Just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she had...
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities. Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
But
okay, welcome back to WAMR Atlanta Mix Radio. I'm your host, Stan Lucas, and you're listening to Trans Entertainment Network Radio. And the show you're listening to is the Trans Artist Spotlight. And we've been listening to the music of Trans Entertainment Network artist Rocio. Rocio, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Are we closing now?
Stick around. Well, Crystal's about to join us.
Okay, cool. I'll stick around. I just am thankful for everyone. I'm thankful for everyone at the station. I'm thankful for opportunities and everyone who, you know, is supportive of the music. And if you are in town, you know, come down, you know, to the fashion show. Come down to Phase One, you know, and I'll be there. And I hope to see you there. You know, it's gonna be pretty great. So.
Yeah, I think people are to themselves to come out to see you. And like I said, you got two performances that weekend. And let me tell everyone, you're gonna be at the 9/11 Exclusive Salon. It's actually like a big studio. 675 Metropolitan Parkway in Atlanta, Georgia. That's gonna it takes place February 9th, 10th, and 11th. Rocio will be doing the Atlanta Indie Fashion Weekend show, which is going to be February the 10th, Saturday. And on that event, Rocio is going to be the featured artist, and it's going to be huge. There's going to be like 100 and something models, 30 different designers, hair, makeup artists, workshops, makeup workshops, do-it-yourself things. It's going to be food, a big dance, and a whole lot more. And that's Saturday, February 10th. Then the 11th, February 11th, we'll be in Stone Mountain, Georgia at Phase 1. And that starts at 4 p.m. And that is going to be all the Trans Entertainment Network artists. We're going to have Regina Hicks, Sine, Black Monroe Snow, Chrissy G., Crystal Beverly, and Rocio. And that is going to be off the chain. And also what that is going to be, is going to be a event, because we want all trans artists, trans male, trans men, trans women. If you're interested in getting your music done, you want to get involved with music, you want to know certain things, you want to meet like Rocio, who produces the music, I'll be there. There's questions that we can answer for you about your music, BMI, getting royalties, and all these kind of things. And that's what we turned into. It's called Trans Sunday, because this is more than what we're just doing with the music. It's also a movement that we're doing. Just that the artists are getting out there, you know, the fact that we're going to be heading out to Las Vegas starting in February. I mean, we're going to be out there for, I might even have second residence out there, because we're going to be out there. And then also we're going to be heading to Miami in April for Miami Live event. And then just different prides that take place. But we're going mainstream with this, and this is what it's all about. We got talent. There's a lot of talent out there, a lot of trans talent, and this is your opportunity to jump on it. You know, people sit back and they can get on Facebook and Instagram and pretend. This is the real deal. You know, you tell them, Rocio, this is real life right now. You know, this ain't dancing in front of Facebook and saying, hey, I can rap and I can sing. This is the real deal. And everybody that always hits me up talking about, I'm the baddest, this is the baddest, that. Come out to Phase 1 February 11th and show me. Because, you know, actions speak louder than words. You know, when I made you, Rocio, you know, you didn't do a whole lot of talking. You just gave me the music. And at that point, that was it. You know, but we're going to go ahead and continue. And we're being joined now by another Trans Entertainment Network artist. And let me give you a little introduction about her. This is Crystal Beverly that's getting ready to join us. Crystal.
Hi. How you guys doing?
And her.
Hey.
And Crystal is out there right now. She has a hit track now called Work. Something's going on with Crystal that I didn't think about. You know, Crystal was recently played in Liverpool in England at a station out there. And I got word back that, and as a matter of fact, I'll tell you this. You know, I want all the Trans Entertainment Network artists, what we have to do, I need everybody to start getting their passports together. Because right now we are really also getting a lot of noise over in the UK. And they're feeling it. Matter of fact, they're dubbing Crystal Beverly. Crystal is, they say, hey, that's the next Tina Turner. And I didn't think that. But, yeah, the station over in London, they heard Crystal, and they're like, hey, she is like the next Tina Turner. So Crystal is making noise over in London right now. And the way things are looking, I want everybody, let's get our passports in order, because there's a lot going on in the UK. I've been in touch with people at the London Pride and in Liverpool So that's something that, I mean, it's just going to, this is really getting off the chain, you know. I mean, this whole trans entertainment thing. But with all that being said, Crystal, come on, talk. Let's talk to Crystal. Crystal, go ahead.
Hey guys, how you doing? Hi, Rocio.
Hey, hon, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Congratulations on all your success and your recent album.
Thank you so much. Congratulations on your success. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you, girl.
I'm really proud of you.
This.
I'm really happy for
thank
you.
Thank you so much. I just want to start by just, you know, complimenting her on her accomplishments because, you know, you're very compatible with the great, you know, such a legend as Prince. You know, there are not many people, I don't care how great or how big of a name that they may have or what accolades they may have accomplished. There's not many artists out there that can sit down and compose their entire album from start to finish by themselves. That is tremendous. That is not anything to be slept on. It's not anything to be taken lightly. That is a tremendous accomplishment in music. There, like I said, there's not so many people that can sit down and say, oh, I did this. You know, so congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You know, I kind of, when I look, you know, I think when people see you perform, Crystal, they're going to get a couple of things out of that. I think they're going to look at a little Beyonce and a lot of Tina Turner. When I see Rocio, the first thing that comes to mind is Adele with a little bit of Lady Gaga. You know, so yeah, and so when you take the talents with you and Crystal has that raw, and also one thing too, you know, I've been kind of on Crystal a little bit as well because you know Crystal also can rap her ass off, you know, and I mean, you know what, February 11th, you're gonna hear Crystal rap.
Uh-huh.
And she can sing and rap, and she can mix it all together. I mean, I was just sitting around one day around the house, and just when you know, I had some people for a barbecue, and we were doing they were doing like a cipher, and all of a sudden when they were doing the cipher, if I wish I had recorded it. I mean, and when Crystal started rapping, I was like, what, how do you do this off the top of your head like this? You know, so. That's another thing. So when I say come out the February 11th, Phase 1, Atlanta, Georgia, trust me, come out. See the talent we have. We're going to have – there's going to be media there. There's going to be a lot going on. This is an opportunity for all trans artists. If you want to get heard, you want to just be part of this whole movement, this is your opportunity to do it. And you're doing it with your own peers and girls like yourselves that can tell you their story and give you tips on how to do things. You got producers. Rocio's a producer. So if you're having problems trying to get somebody to do producing, well, we'll help you with studio, how to get into a studio, and then distributing the music out there. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, you know, but what we're getting ready to do is we're getting ready to hear Crystal's new hit.
Yes, this is Love With You.
What track is this, Crystal?
This is Love With You.
All right. Crystal Beverly, WAMR Radio.
So I rocked away, I'm losing me to you. Remember when I used to play between your legs and have to beg for me to do it because there was nothing to it. Ride a die, bed test to show it and prove it. Gave you everything because when I do it, I do it. Now you're switching up like you just don't give a what. Man, I swear to God, my love is running out on love. What? Getting good and spinning like your name is King Tut. What? Man, I hate to say it, but this shit is really suck. You ain't gonna have me suck. I love the way you move and everything you do. That can break my heart, so I can't be in love with you. I wanna be with you. I want to make love too. That can break my heart, so I can't be in love with you.
A see that this ain't made for you. It's too much for you, but what am I supposed to do? Cause I'm in love with you, got me feeling like a fool for putting up with you. Why'd I give it all to you? Everything I thought was true. Now every man that catch my attention is a substitute. We were supposed to win, was looking forward to that W. And everything I worked hard for is material. That's all that lasted our relationship. That shit is pitiful. Put you on a pedestal and chipping you was doing you. I was rooting for you, boo. Now you got me booing you. They told me not to fuck with you. Your colors, I would see the truth. Make sure you're hot as nigga proof. Boy, he bust a shot at you. Now he bust a shot at you. Feeling like he's a fellow, boo. Sexual is edible. Got me feeling like cannibal. If you knew all the little things this nigga put me through, like rolling my labels and no cables because it's had a rule.
Crystal Beverly. All right, Crystal, tell us about that song.
That song, that song, along with pretty much every song that I ever write, is always a love song. It might not be a ballad and it might not be a sad song, but I always write about love, which I hadn't really noticed, and I didn't do it necessarily on purpose, but I'm really in love with old music. And the old sound and R&B and Motown and, you know, just what they sung about was usually about love. And so that's just where I'm coming from. But trying to be modern, you know, and current, I try to use a more, you know, up-to-date beat. That song was basically talking about that moment when you're ready to fall over the edge of love, but you're holding on tight because you're not sure if you should let go with this person, and people are telling you, you know, you shouldn't be with this person, they're not going to be good for you, but you know that you are so in love, and you know, by the end of the song, as you can tell, it's kind of like, oh, well, it's too late, I'm in love with you, and it is what it is. Most of the music that I write is might sound contradiction throughout the song because it is like, okay, is she in love? Is she not in love? You know, but that's life and that's the struggles of love and life and relationship. It's hard sometimes to let yourself go completely to a person. Even you can be in a relationship and still have your reservations, you know, and with trust and things like that being a very big key factor in a relationship, you have those emotions. You know, sometimes some people have them daily, you know, or it comes and goes for people. So that's pretty much what Love With You is about. The roller coaster ride of love.
You know, and I asked Rocio about when she, you know, doing the music. Crystal, when you first started to do music, did you feel like there were any obstacles about being transgender? And did you feel that, or did you just not think about it? Did you, you know, did you feel like that you would feel some discrimination?
Well, for one, thus far, my target audience has been the LGBT community. So I haven't felt the pressures to be accepted, you know, just in the normal eye of the public just yet. I know that those challenges are going to come the bigger that we get. Right now, that has just not been a forefront of mine because just me and my personal everyday life, I've surrounded myself with so much support, you know, one for myself. I love and support myself to the fullest, very confident in who I am. And not to mention the people around me love and support me as well. And oftentimes I forget that there are so many people out here that despise trans people and wish that we would go away. But we are here to stay. We're not going anywhere. However, it's never really been, you know, in the forefront of my mind, because I feel like the market for music right now is just so much bigger and broader than it's ever been. There are so many artists. There are so many people expressing individuality that there's a little bit of everything for everybody. So if you don't like it, don't try it. Or if you don't want to support trans artists, don't listen to our music. Everybody's not going to get the support of everybody. Some of the biggest stars are hated by people all over the world, yet people love them all over the world. And those are the people that they're there for. Those are the people that they do what they do for. So the people that are there that love them. And so I take the same take. You know, if you're here for me, then you're here for me. If you're not, then you're against me. But I'm only here for the people that support me and love me and want to see the trans community grow. But I think it's the same with anybody, you know, coming up or coming out. You know, I think everybody has that feeling no matter what. You know, I don't care who you are. I'm sure Beyonce felt the same thing of, you know, will they like me? Will they love me? You know, well, am I being accepted? Am I going to be a star or not? You know, so I don't know if there's, you know, being trans, it should play a bigger part, or you would think that it would play a bigger part, but I don't think there's no difference from any other person wanting to be accepted. Anybody that's pursuing a career in the public eye wants to be accepted. So I can't say, oh, I don't care if nobody likes me. That's not true. But for the people that don't like me, I can't focus on that. I can only focus on me, doing what I love to do, putting out my sound and my music, and, you know, as I build my following, those are the people that I'm concerning myself with.
Okay, and with that said, we're gonna wrap it up for tonight. This is WAMR Atlanta Mix Radio, and if you want to, we are also syndicated, and you can also hear the rebroadcast of us on our SoundCloud page. And so the rebroadcast is SoundCloud, WAMR Radio, Trans Entertainment Radio, Atlanta Mix Radio, Trans Entertainment Network Radio on SoundCloud. Real quick, Rocio will be performing February 10th at 9/11 Exclusive Salon in Atlanta. And February 11th, all Trans Entertainment Network artists will be at Phase 1, 4933 Memorial Drive, Stone Mountain, Georgia. Doors open at 4 p.m. You don't want to miss this weekend. This weekend is going to be off the chain. I want to thank my guests, Rocio, Crystal Beverly, and I want to thank our engineer, Karima, helping me get this on the road. And next week, we're going to have more guests from Trans Entertainment Radio. Peace out.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio.